on today's Church TechCast Q&A show. Video distribution, a video system, and online presentation. Hi, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com screencast show. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, and there you can leave your questions or comments, and I'll answer them here on the show in addition to answering them in person. This show is generously provided for by viewers like you. Thank you. Head on over to patreon.com/paulallencliff. That's patreon.com/paulallencliff, PAULALANCLIF. You can support the show for as little as a dollar a month. Every little bit helps, so thank you. Also, I wanted to suggest, if anyone is interested, that I do have a new book out. It's called Church Video School. It contains 90 daily lessons, so 3 months worth of lessons. It's jam-packed with information. Basically, everything I could think of about video, and they're very short, so one might be 500 words. Max, I'm thinking, is 1,500 words, so they're about blog post length, and you can go through these at your leisure. And just, if you have a question about something, just use it as a reference. So if you're interested in that, head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/CBS for Church Video School. Oh, and if you're watching this the week of August 15th, 2014, it's on sale for $14.97, whereas the usual price is going to be $19.97. So I hope that that helps you. So I've got a bunch of questions. They're all from churchmedia.net, which is a forum that I've been on for eons. And so I thought that I would hop into those. So the first one is from Deacon Smith, and he writes, "Our church projector has proved unsuitable because our building has large windows and the sunlight, when we're blessed with it here in northern England, sometimes defeats the shadows, making the DVD or PowerPoint presentation almost invisible. So I plan to swap the projector for 5 large TVs and 2 small ones positioned on the walls around the room, which is 15 meters by 11 meters, so roughly 15 yards, making it 45 feet by 33 feet-ish. However, I'm now faced with the question as to the best way to link them all together. Should I use HDMI? No. VGA, Ethernet, or coax? And are there splitters which are capable of being daisy-chained? All signals are generated by a laptop. We do not need HD, nor do we need different information on different screens. They all need to show the same image. The audio aspect of this is already dealt with by the PA, so I only require video signal distribution. Any help you can point me to in the right direction would be very much appreciated." Okay, first off, I want to dispel this rumor that you don't need SD, because this is 2014. Or rather, that you don't need HD, because this is 2014. SD very quickly will be difficult, if not impossible, to find. Maybe in security camera applications, but even those are going HD. So I don't think you're right in that you don't need HD. Secondly, it sounds like this is going to be coming from a computer. And if it's going to be coming from a computer, it's already closer to HD than it is to SD. So that's the first thing I would do. Secondly, I wouldn't use HDMI, as you can tell by my commentary during your question. VGA is fine, although it's on its way out, much to my chagrin, because it's so reliable and so good. I do want to know what kinds of televisions you're going to use. If you've just found old tube televisions, then yes, we're kind of stuck with SD. But if you're using flat screen monitors, then you probably have HD television. So I would do HD cabling coming from your computer and run that. I guess it's possible to daisy chain them. What I would prefer to do is have a DA, a distribution amplifier, that takes the one signal from the computer and splits it out seven ways. So something Kramer makes one. There's several manufacturers that make these, but they're called a distribution amplifier. And what that does is it doesn't just split the signal, because the signal would be unusable split seven ways. It amplifies, then splits the signal, so that the output signal is the same as the input signal. So you see how that's different. So that's what I would recommend. It should be the case that you can get a 1-to-8 or something like that. If not, I know that they make a 1-to-4. So you could get 2 1-to-4s and go 1-to-4 and send 3 of those out to TVs, then take another 1 and send that out to the other televisions for a total of 7 useful outputs. So that's what I would recommend. Again, check the televisions. If they're all flat screens, they're HD already, and it's better to have everything in place than in 3 years go, oh man, I wish we'd done this the right way. Now I got to rerun all that cable. Now, between your distribution amplifier and each television, I'd run Cat5 or Cat6, depending on what your Balun requires. And then I would buy Baluns, B-A-L-U-N, that convert whatever signal, probably either DVI or VGA, to run over the Cat5 and then back. And that should work perfectly fine. So I would not, under any circumstances, stay with like an SD signal, because the computer PowerPoint is just going to look cruddy and you won't be able to use it very well. Okay, so another question here from Travman, and I'm going to skip past the introductory stuff to having an issue with ProPresenter. Was working properly until a few weeks ago. Have uninstalled, reinstalled the software with no change. Windows 8, 8.1 need to verify, which is probably part of the issue because 8, anyway. After creating a slideshow and clicking View External, the output defaults to the main screen. The secondary issue, mouse window loses focus and goes behind the window. We can work around that, resize the window, and click on the desktop program window a couple of times. Second monitor, projector in extension mode is working fine. Can drag windows, etc. to it or duplicate the main display, which is what we need to do in order to make this work at this time. Our users indicate the output screen did not have the X bubble in the lower left before. Is there an update or configuration that created that? I'm not too familiar yet with the software, so I'm missing something, or possibly an update broke the output. PowerPoint/Impress is working properly on same PC. Side note, before I was PowerPoint aware, I constructed slideshows using HTML and automatic redirect next page advance. Things are different now. Any assistance appreciated. Okay, I think probably the problem is you don't have ProPresenter set up so that the secondary monitor gets that. So what you might need to do is go into Preferences and drag the output window onto the secondary monitor. That's a possibility. There's also a checkbox. Now, I'm not as familiar with the PC version, so it could be that it's labeled a little bit differently. But the reason that the little black X is there is because it's showing up on the main screen. It's covering up the presentation view, the controller view. So in order to get out of that, you need to have that X that you can shut it down with. So that's what that's about. That's not an update or anything. That's a feature of when you're running it as you're running it. So we just basically need to make sure that ProPresenter is set up in the preferences to where it displays on the secondary monitor, your projector in this case, as opposed to the primary monitor, which is your computer's control screen. And I think that that'll solve that problem. Next, new video system help! Ryan Runner asks, good evening, very much rookie here. We had a member donate two Sony PTZ SD cameras. This is part of the answer, by the way. Which spawned the idea of installing a recording system in our sanctuary. So here we go. Our goal, to capture the service and save it to file and or DVD for outreach ministry. In searching the solutions to control and mix the camera feeds, a Panasonic MX70 seems to work. However, there's no PTZ controls and SD only. Also, not sure the best solution for recording the video for multiple format options. Capture card and PC, maybe? If starting from scratch, is HD the way to go? I see some new installs still don't seem to be taking the complete plunge. Looking to keep this as simple as possible while at the same time be expandable should the idea be well received. Any and all soup to nuts help is really appreciated. Okay, so Ryan, here's the deal. You have SD cameras. So what I would do is I would buy a switcher that can take those SD cameras and switch them. You're going to get an SD signal. You can't start with SD and end with HD. Well, you can, but it's not actually HD. It's upscaled HD. So that's one thing for you to consider. It's also the case that you could capture the SD into a computer using something like that's what I'm using right now, and you can record that, switch it in software. Here's the downside. While it's a lot less expensive than a switcher, so probably $500 for the introductory setup, it's also not as reliable. So sometimes as I'm streaming, I'll just lose the camera, like everything will lock up. Now, with a modern, made within the last year or so Mac, that's not a problem. But mine is about 3 or 4 years old, and that's where I'm running into the problem. It can do it, just barely. So you need a better computer. And once you add in a better computer, you might think about using something like the ATEM television studio by Blackmagic. Now, I don't know, you didn't mention the model, so it could be that these don't go out SDI. If they don't have an SDI out, then that wouldn't necessarily be your correct choice. I guess I would just think future-wise, because you're not buying for 2014. 2014 is over half over. You're buying for 2015, 2016. Do you want it to last 5 years, maybe? If you want it to last 5 years, you're buying for into 2019, at least. So in 2019, 5 years from now, do you think that you'll have all SD, assuming that people use this? let's say those cameras start breaking. Are you going to replace them with SD cameras, or are you going to replace them with HD cameras? So I think, let's say they break in 3 years. I think that your choice will be HD then. I think that most people will be starting to head towards 4K at that point. So think future thoughts, not present thoughts. You could certainly get by with used gear. Just keep in mind, used gear is going to break faster than new gear, and you have no warranty or anything. So just keep that in mind. I think what I would recommend is getting an HD switcher that can upscale and then record that into either an external recording device or into a computer. An external recording device is going to be more reliable, but a computer is going to be a cheaper way to go. So that's probably what I would recommend. Online presentation tool. Sebastian Mueller asks, hello, I was wondering if you could recommend some relatively inexpensive presentation software, preferably something done online. Thank you in advance. I don't know which you mean by done online, so I'm just going to address both. First, there is online presentation software. So Google Docs has a presentation mode. I think it's called Slides or something like that. I'm blanking on what it's called, that you could use. You could also use Paris Mark 6 recommends, which is Prezi, Prezi.com, if you want it to be completely online. There's a couple other online presentation tools, but you could absolutely do that. What I was thinking you might mean is something like Proclaim. Now, Proclaim, make sure there's actually two video Proclaim things that aren't related whatsoever, which I think there's going to be a bit of an issue. But the church presentation software is all done online. My biggest concern is what happens if you don't have internet access when you need it. So the whole presentation's been built, and Sunday morning when you go to import it, no internet access. What do you do then? Well, I guess you have to build it from scratch, which seems like a bit of an issue given that you probably didn't give yourself extra time to do it. ProPresenter, which is what I recommend for everything, has the ability to be networked over the internet so that you can build in one location and bring it down the other location. And if you don't have internet access, you still have full ProPresenter. I don't know that goes under fairly inexpensive, since it's about $500-$600 for one seat and double that for the site license. So I don't know that I would think of it that way, but ProPresenter really is so great that I recommend that to everyone. Now, the next question is, someone is RJ Walker. Good lavalier mic for interviews. I've been asked to join a podcast team which will be casting interviews with various folks. We will likely be using a Zoom H2N or another model, and we'll be recording each interview on location in different rooms with varying acoustics. I don't anticipate much outdoor recording, but it is possible. We are, of course, nonprofit, and funding is an issue. Can anyone suggest a decent quality and appropriately priced lav mic? How about some sort of simple mixer so the interviewee and interviewer can both be mic'd and hopefully recorded on separate channels for post-production? Thanks, Bob. Yeah, I'd use like a Zoom H4N. It's got two microphone inputs that are XLRs, and you could have these two mics connected to it. The total system could be about $400, $400 or $500. So what I would do, what I'm using, the Sony ECM44B is a good mic. It's about $200. The one that I'm using is the Audio-Technica, I'm trying to see the box, Pro 70. And so if you like the sound of this lav, that's what you could use. The Pro 70, the Sony mics have a long cylindrical piece that contains all the electronics. The Pro 70 contains a box, and that box looks like a wireless sender, for lack of a better term. So what you could do is clip that to someone's belt, and I think that's a better solution than like sticking it the Sony long cylindrical piece in their pocket or something, because it really doesn't have a clip. So that's what I would recommend. It's about $100 for the one that I'm using, the Pro 70, and I think that it's adequate for what it does. It's not the best in the industry, but it's fairly quiet, and it runs on just a AA battery, so those are easy to find if you're out and about and you have problems. You stop at any convenience store and you can pick up the batteries. I'd steer clear of any that require the button cell, because those are going to be harder to find, especially with Radio Shacking kind of financial difficulty. You'll probably still be able to find them at some camera shops, but they're going to be harder and harder to come by. So that's what I would recommend. So how about you? Do you have any questions or comments or snide remarks that you'd like to give to me? Please head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact and you can leave your comments below. You can drop me a line on email, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. If you want to subscribe and you haven't, I don't know why you haven't, because it's free and I don't even require your email address or anything. You just go on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe, or if you're watching this video on YouTube, just hit the subscribe button. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, or something like that. So you can do that. If you've already subscribed and you really want to help out, again, heading over to Patreon.com/PaulAllenCliff, PAUL ANCLIF is wonderful and really helps. If you want to do something that helps out for free, head over to TrinityDigitalMedia.com/iTunes reviews. Click on one of those links and leave a 4 or 5 star review. Just a sentence telling how great it is fine. You really don't need the sentence, but that helps. So go ahead and do that. And until next time, I hope I've answered your questions, and I hope that you can use this information as you head out and change eternity. Till then, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.